From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. And on this day, Maine Senator Susan Collins responds to the two-year budget deal. And the town of Jackman is looking for state funding to keep its health clinic available 24 hours a day. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And by Lee Auto Malls, four generations serving Mainers since 1936, 19 Maine locations, and at leeauto.com.
Well, it's moving fast, but it's not bringing a lot of wind, and the storm that is bringing snow, sleet, and rain to the state is intense. Forecasters say at its height, which is pretty much now, snowfall rates of an inch or two are expected. That'll happen in the south and west until about 8 p.m. The heaviest precipitation was expected down east and in the Bangor area late this afternoon and toward New Brunswick into Aroostook County around 9 or 9:30. National Weather Service meteorologist Francis Credenser says coastal Hancock and Washington counties should see a change to rain this evening.
Looks like most areas for coastal down east will change over between about 6 and 8 p.m. and will likely remain rain until the event ends later this evening.
Credenser says interior down east Maine should see a change to a mix, freezing rain or sleet. State transportation officials, meanwhile, are advising people to stay off the roads if they can and to give snow removal crews plenty of room. Maine Department of Transportation spokesman Ted Talbot says at the height of the storm, the agency will have about 350 plow trucks out across the state.
Each region responsible for its own. We have five regions that we kind of divide up in the state, region one being the southernmost region.
The storm is expected to clear out of far northeastern Maine by 1 in the morning, although flurries may linger. Talbot says plow crews should have plenty of time to get things cleaned up in time for the morning commute. Maine Senator Susan Collins says the budget deal that Senate leaders and President Trump reached today will increase both defense spending and funding for domestic programs over 2 years. She says the agreement sets spending caps while avoiding the automatic budget cuts known as sequestration.
It's a significant agreement because it would do away with the threat of sequestration that across the board arbitrary cuts in federal programs.
Collins says she is worried about support in the House. Republican Speaker Paul Ryan has endorsed the plan, but Democratic leaders are demanding action on immigration legislation. Collins says it would be a mistake for House Democrats to reject the package and force a partial shutdown of the government. Collins says it's absolutely imperative that another shutdown be avoided, no matter how brief. Maine's other U.S. Senator, Angus King, has been in hearings this afternoon and has not yet responded to news of the deal. Residents of Jackman are asking state lawmakers for nearly $500,000 to maintain 24-hour services at their health clinic. The Jackman Community Health Center lost round-the-clock staffing last September and now relies on on-call providers during off-hours. At a public hearing in Augusta Tuesday, supporters said the one-time appropriation would buy time until the community devises a long-term solution, but some lawmakers are wary of a one-time deal. Patty White has more.
The population of Jackman is about 800, but Republican Representative Chad Grignon, who's sponsoring a bill to help fund the town's health clinic, says thousands of visitors come to the region for snowmobiling, ATV riding, fishing, and hunting.
Unfortunately, these activities can be dangerous. Accidents happen on the trails and in the woods, but also along Route 201, which has seen a substantial number of moose strikes and truck accidents.
And the Jackman Community Health Center is the only option for care for miles. A hospital in Skowhegan is 75 miles away. Another one in Greenville is 50 miles away. Jackman's health center used to be staffed on overnights and weekends by Maine General in Augusta. But the hospital ended its operations in September after sustaining losses for a decade. So the clinic resorted to an on-call service during evenings and weekends.
So the key about this, why we're looking for funding, is that we have to have a provider on call. We need to have some sort of nurse on call. The ambulance needs to be on call.
Sarah Dubé is spokeswoman for Penobscot Community Health Center, which operates the clinic. She and other community members are asking the state for a one-time appropriation of $500,000 to help fund those on-call services until the clinic finds a long-term solution. But Democratic Representative Dale Denno of the Health and Human Services Committee says lawmakers are usually reluctant to do one-shot deals.
Because we have no way of knowing whether other communities might have equal claims to that same need, or whether that should be spread out among others or whatever.
Denno and other members of the committee are hoping the governor's office can intervene. Maine senators have also pledged to do what they can.
We're here to try to help you fill in the gaps in coverage, and so we will work very hard on that issue.
On a recent visit to Jackman, Republican Senator Susan Collins told residents that she'll work with independent Senator Angus King to try to find a solution. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
For dairy farms in New England, the outlook for milk prices is not good this year. The stress has been tied to suicides among dairy farmers, and as Sam Hudzik of New England Public Radio reports, one effort to get them help is sparking some criticism.
Will Rogers and his girlfriend Heather run a 75-cow dairy farm in Warren, Massachusetts. It's just the two of them, and sometimes short-term, part-time workers.
Other than that, it's, you know, 7 days, 365, 14, 16 hours a day, that we're at it.
It's his life's passion, he says, but not easy, especially now that milk prices are sliding to their lowest levels in years. And the prices were already well below break-even for most farmers.
Financially, mentally, physically, very, very draining.
Rogers says that was all the more draining on Monday when he opened his twice-monthly check from Agrimark, his milk co-op that also owns Cabot Cheese.
Yeah, you get a milk check that ain't worth much of nothing.
That check comes with a letter. This week, it was all about the stresses on farm families and contained a list of suicide and mental health hotlines.
It's a great resource. I will say that. You know, it's something that should be available for people that are in trouble. But my God, the first thing you do when you open up your milk check and to find suicide hotline numbers, you know, it doesn't do much for your mental state.
And on the back of that letter, terribly disappointing milk price forecasts for the next 12 months. Rogers says there had to be a more tactful way to spread the word about suicide prevention than putting it together with so much bad news in one envelope. For its part, the co-op is standing behind the letter.
My name is Doug Demento, Director of Corporate Communications for Agrimark.
Demento says the idea to include the hotline numbers with the milk checks came from the co-op's board.
We've had some recent incidences, and we did have one farmer commit suicide recently.
Demento says the board, which is made up of farmers, wanted to be proactive.
You know, we have 1,000 farmers in our co-op, and I'm sure some people will see it in a positive way, some may see it in a negative way, but if we can prevent any type of issue, any type of suicide or anything like that on the farm, then I think the letter was well worth it.
For farmer Will Rogers, he expects Agrimark meant well, but seeing that letter, it hit home for him.
It's hard for me to talk about, but I'm going to tell you because in 1986, my dad had lost his brother. On top of things being in a down cycle, was more than he could bear.
A down cycle in milk prices then, like now. In college at the time, Rogers tried to help his dad by coming back home a few days a week.
And so anyway, he took his own life on the morning of my 23rd birthday and left me. It was the greatest learning experience I ever had, you know, but it was a very trying time for me. And just to see all that in that letter just brought back all that emotion to me personally.
He wrote about the Agrimark letter on Facebook, widely shared among friends and fellow farmers, with a photo of one of his cows, Rosebud, looking down, and the message, "Hard to keep your head up." For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sam Hudzik.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.